The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning. Hey, 10th of April, 7:05 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. What happened?
News is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I move your cheese every day.
Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ben. Hello, Ben.
Good morning.
You're in there trying to clean up from last night.
Yes, sir.
Or yesterday, aren't you? Yep. So, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
It's National Hug Your Pet Day.
National...
Is that right?
I'm not seeing it.
Oh. I just saw it in the news today. That's National.
What do you have up? What do you have up, Ben, for National what day?
National Farm Animal and National Sibling Day.
Oh!
National Sibling Day.
You better text your sister.
Well, you know, the one time she did that DNA thing, and she said, you know, there's no Native American blood in me. And in us. And I said, that's because you're adopted, honey. And she says, I'm not adopted. I said, Mom and Dad didn't tell you. She says, I'm 60 years old. They would have told me. So, anyway, no, she's not adopted. But I never missed a chance ever since she put 7 stitches in my head when I was 6. Okay, Linda.
Good morning.
You know, yesterday, we'll hit where we were yesterday, but
it's been a whirlwind.
It's been a long 24 hours.
Well,
so,
okay, so
no,
let's
do the.
Well, no,
do the weather.
You got me going.
No, nope,
come
do
to the weather in a minute.
Do the weather.
So we went to Cedarville.
We
went to Cedarville, which of course Carl probably told you about on Monday morning, and you know, over the weekend, and it was beautiful up there. It's an annual squirrel hunt. They do literally have a squirrel roundup there. But we went at a different time. So we went with this annual group. I think it's probably, I mean, we were trying to count how many years we've been going.
And I'm thinking 12.
Off and on, 12 to 15, somewhere in there, because it was right after we started our station.
Yeah.
And anyway, so a couple things. Want to shout out to local businesses because we hadn't done this. You know, we adopted Buford on a Friday, so we had the weekend to go with. And the next Friday, we took them to Country Air, first time boarding them there. And they were the most wonderful. It's a great business. They do,
yeah.
You know, they make you, I called twice while we were gone up in the mountains, like, how's the dog doing? And that kind of thing. And so, that's the first shout out.
Very nice people there. And the dogs are in big runs and get out 8 times a day. And he came out of there and was getting kisses and high fives as he left. So,
and then we took him out. We drove him down to Sacramento because, as you know, we probably have talked about this. I have 2 parents, 90 and 92. Well, they're at that stage now where there's complications, and I'm 3 hours away. We tried to get him to move up here. If you all know, we've gone through the story of having everything set up, and they're Kaiser. And they
Permanente.
Just did not want to leave the Kaiser area. So, anyway.
It's, the whole thing is medical care.
Yeah, and they love it up here. And our friends are their friends, and we have a network. And so that's been a little difficult because here we are in a period of time. I think we're going to have to move them and, you know, medical complications, et cetera. So that means we drive down there, and we took the dog. This is the first time that Buford went on a 3-hour road trip with us to and from, and he was a good boy. He was a really good boy.
Now, in between, you forgot that on Monday, we'd just gotten back Sunday, late, having to go down to your parents' house, going to have to spend night down there, that we had to take Odina, the Wonder Horse, to the vet to have her looked at for
Crossroads.
Crossroads Veterinary, another great place.
Yes.
We totally recommend if you've got large animals, you got horses. And because, you know, they were, they said they could probably, you know, they were going to get to it. They had a couple emergencies coming in, so we asked if she could just spend the night. And they said, sure, no problem. And off we went. So
and they let us leave our truck and our trailer there, which was like, are you kidding? Thank you.
I left the key.
So we just left the truck and the trailer and the horse overnight, drove to Sacramento with the dog. I mean, this is our life now. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, we're still trying to wrap our heads around it. But if you've been asking about Odina, she is coming along. Each time is an improvement, which is great. We'll be riding her.
Today.
Now we can be riding her.
Not today,
her.
But tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't know about the galloping and doing trails yet, but she will get some arena work. And
she needs to get back in shape.
Yeah. And so, and then Buford's just been a great traveler. I mean, he's with us right now. He wanted to come along, and he's been a great, you know, with the rest stops. We really got to see some rest stops along the way. You know, the one that's in Blue Gum, that's a really nice rest stop in Blue Gum. That's out of Donegan.
It was called that. You know, I saw that, and I'm trying to figure out what that is. Is that a tree?
Blue Gum used to be a Blue Gum Lodge. I don't know, but they used to have a Blue Gum.
A tree or something.
Yeah, right? Blue Gum. Okay, let's go. It's currently 53. Oh, beautiful morning. Mostly sunny today with high of 82. So I got to try to figure out what we're going to do with Buford and the hot weather and how, you know, he's after 72 days in the shelter, we're trying to figure out. We did find somebody who is going to be a house sitter and
house dog sitter,
but not until the end of June.
We're not giving away your name yet.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
And so I've got it. We're just figuring all this out. So thank you, our beautiful listeners, and we've got some great giveaways today on the air. But just so you know, today mostly sunny with a high of 82, and it looks like we've got like low clear skies. Winds maybe 5 miles per hour after midnight with, you know, about 54 tonight, 80 tomorrow, sunny. Now, Friday looks like we get into chance of showers. And Saturday, 60% chance of showers, and Sunday showers, and then partly sunny. So any of you who have been experiencing allergies, read this incredible article in the Sacramento Bee about this week coming up.
This is it.
Is probably going to be the worst in the allergy seasons. A couple things they recommend you do is, you know, of course, wash your hands. But clean your clothes. Before you go to bed, make sure you clean everything. Change your sheets frequently. If you take antihistamines, you might be thinking about taking them pre this season. Because what's happening is the rain, yes, it takes it down, but the blooms come out. And they are saying that.
I'm dying today.
In the morning.
I have. I tell you what. Linda literally pulls me out of bed, hands me the leash. I try to get clothes and shoes on, and then Buford pulls me down the street.
Well, the routine and the promise was 5:45.
I am sneezing all the way around the block. He stands up on his hind legs, and he rubs my nose.
Oh.
And I said, no, it's okay, Buford. And so I am going through this right now. So I empathize and I sympathize with all of you out there that are having hay fever. It's killing me.
Yeah. Some people thought I had a cold on Thursday night when I did my show, and it was just I couldn't get past it. I don't know if it went to a cold, but it was I didn't have a fever, and it was I was very congested. And we went up to the mountains, and after we came home on Sunday, so I think cold usually lasts about a week. So maybe been like you know impacted. Hay fever. So again, clean your hands. There's debris on everything. So if you look around, just walking out into the garage today.
When your dog takes great pleasure in rolling in the grass on his back, and then he comes up and he wants you to pet him, figure out that how much you love the dog if you're going to pet him or not. Now, this weekend up in Cedarville, I had no sneezing. It wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
As soon as I got back down to the lowlands, here we are. Okay, look, we're going
to
take a break.
And the weather is brought to you by, Shasta Gas Propane.
We have
to shout out to them because they have been the sponsor of our weather, the Kinney family. Generational, they're taking care of all your gas and propane needs. They have been the sponsor of our weather. We love them. They are just a great family, honoring seniors and veterans. In Anderson, 365-3793. We'll be right back after these messages.
Where is my mind? is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner, now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch. Sunday, May 12th, seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The grand jury is one of the most important volunteer opportunities you can be part of. The deadline is April 12th. Get your application in today. To apply or get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on a Wednesday. Is this Wednesday? Yes, this is a Wednesday. This is what happens when I miss a day.
Oh, man.
I think it's Saturday. Today, the 10th of April, 7:19 in the morning, it's going to go up to 82 degrees today. And this portion of the show brought to you by...
Good morning, Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, you know what, the rodeo's coming up, and you're looking for, you know, beautiful turquoise, you know, something that is, you know, they used to call it, pawn, special pawn. I don't know why.
Opon.
Okay. All right. So anyway, they've got beautiful stones and all kinds of estate jewelry and anything you could possibly want. I know I've got to take a bunch of watches in there. I don't know about you, but I've got a bunch of fun watches that, you know, are nice, but, you know, the batteries change and, you know, they get old. So you can take all your watch repair, anything you need. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Tell them Carl and Linda Bott said hello. Again, longtime sponsors of our program, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Guess what? We've got
I've got three
tickets.
Things.
Should we start with you, and then I'll give tickets away at 8:26.
How many sets of tickets you got?
Well, I'm going to do a family of, you know, a four-pack.
Why don't you do it now?
Okay. So, you know, Glowing Wild, which we haven't been to yet, but I'm very, very excited. That's at Turtle Bay, and it's the Year of the Dragon. It started March 29th up until May 26th. You may want to see what the dates. This is admission for any people, any, you know, for a family for four is what I'm saying. So they have taken the Garden of Lights and brought in this incredible production that's going to go all the way again till to May 26th.
Let me just mention this. They've got a 120-foot dragon. This is not this exhibit, the Year of the Dragon,
So there's going to be animals.
Glowing Wild is nothing like the Garden of Lights. It is totally different. So if you think, well, they're just going to add some things to the Garden of Lights, no.
They brought in a whole...
I mean, there's elephants, there's lions, there's tigers, there's bears. I mean, it's everything.
And they've done this, the same light show at some of the larger cities at their zoos. So they're bringing in kind of the animals, and again, lanterns.
Not live. There's nothing live.
No, it's all in lights. So anyway, give us a call, and you can get four tickets for your family for Glowing Wild. And give us a call at 520-605-4567, and we're going to start giving some of those away because that's going to be a fun night.
Okay, I've got three things, two local and one national here. Mary Rickert, who has been our supervisor for 8 years, is not attending the meetings right now, and it's not because there was a duel between her and Patrick Jones. No, Mary's got a health problem. It's a medical problem, and it's a lower back injury. Now, you know, Mary is a farmer and a rancher, and they are constantly moving cattle and all these things. And if anybody's had a lower back injury, you probably know the kind of pain she's going through. Anyway, so she is not going to be on the board attending meetings for a period of time. She does not know when it's going to be a full recovery. And in the middle of that, she's got an election campaign that's going on. She's running. She's got to go into the runoff, and she's facing Corky Harmon, a local developer and businessman from the area. And he finished second to Mary. But thoughts are is that Corky Harmon's voters and his supporters and Wynn Carpenter's, that Wynn Carpenter, he's going to, you know, Wynn Carpenter's going to push his support behind Corky. I don't know if that's true or not because I don't, you know, nobody told me that.
Well, prayers to Mary.
But the thing
and
about it is, yeah,
recovery.
Mary, take care of yourself. It's just when you get an injury, we've had three people that we know really, really well. And I can't mention their names. They have been in agony for a couple of years, and finally one of them got surgery. The other one was having surgery, and both these guys are physical studs. I mean, they are. I mean, they work out all the time. I mean, all those things, 6-packs, 12-packs, all that kind of stuff. But they couldn't stand up without leaning on something.
Man.
And I mean, they couldn't sleep at night. And when you see them, it's just, you know, it just watching them standing there made you hurt. And then a third person that we know has been going through all of this too, and then there's more. So this lower back thing is really serious.
Debilitating.
And you know what? I knock on wood because, you know, there is no reason in the world that I shouldn't have like a twisted spine or anything.
Yeah.
Lydie and I were talking about coming down when we were jumping out of airplanes and you're carrying full equipment that, you know, and that wind shifts or you're coming down and you hit the ground. And I mean, the compression of your spine and you're hitting on your hips. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
So, yes.
And just imagine what it is to be a rancher. Well, I can only tell you that my back went out. I had a tooth infection and my back went out lifting just a pot. I was going to put the plants. When it's raining, I like to put the plants outside in the rain. So anyway, I picked it up and I tweaked my back, and it's the first time I've ever experienced something like that. I mean, it was so bad, and I can only imagine what it must be like for people who do have back issues that slip in and out. We've got friends that you know, it slips in and out. But so Shasta Regional was great. They got me in. And then I went to an acupuncturist who is no longer here, unfortunately, and she did sciatica nerve work on me, and it worked. It really, really worked.
And she's no longer here.
She's no longer here. She was like fifth generation Chinese. Her name was Linda, and I think she was attending Bethel. And the next thing I know, I went to her, and I drove over there I need to get you and I in, and she was gone. I don't even know what that was about, but she set up shop and everything. Anyway, I'm always looking if you've got a really good acupuncturist to let us know.
Okay. I've got two more things.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Well, prayers to Mary and her back and pray over her back and getting her well.
Two more members of the Citizens Election Group are resigning. Suzanne Barrymore announced in an email that she has resigned, and Bev Gray has resigned. Jones had appointed, and Barrymore said she cannot continue to be part of a citizens panel that doesn't follow election law, though some people think it's because she was arrested again, and that she was asked to resign. But I read that in another report.
Well, you've always said if somebody comes to work for us in the past, you've teased them and said, just make sure that if you have a KCNR shirt on, you turn it inside out. So if they're mugshot.
If you're arrested. Yes. If you're arrested and you got a KCNR hat on, turn it around when you can't wear the hat anyway. But if you're wearing a KCNR shirt, turn the shirt off. Okay? Be there either bare-chested or turn it off. Turn it inside out and put it down.
Well,
now, this is because we went to a friend's business, and I said, hey, where's so-and-so? Because I thought he was going to play. He goes, here's where he is. You know, remember the old mugshot?
Yes. I don't know why.
Is how long it goes. He puts the mugshot up. It's this guy, and he's totally disheveled with the name of the business on his shirt. He goes, yeah, that's not the type of advertising we need.
Now, you know that it's not as accessible as it used to be, but you still can just probably type up Reading current arrested or Reading mugshots or current, I don't know. But it used to be, I don't know, there would be an app or something. Maybe there still is an app, but it's not as readily available as it used to be. And we used to look at it regularly. What happened?
Well, they took it down because one of the things is that just says you've been arrested. It has nothing to do with are you even going to go to trial, or is there even going to be a court case, or was it a mistake? And, you know, some people were feeling like their privacy.
Identity, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Elections Commission, keep following the story. We will. Now, the other story, I'm sorry. I don't know if our guest has come in or not.
Well, we've got time to fill and tickets to give away.
Okay, I'm going to talk about this national story. I've been holding it.
Ooh.
I've been holding it until now. So,
does that mean it's in your craw or?
Oh, no. Okay. This is an information story that I have to admit, growing up in the Midwest, it's near and dear to my heart. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's near and dear to my heart, but it's going to have a severe impact on people and other things. Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally, it's a local bank. It is a community bank. They've been in the business 17 years. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They're helping in construction. They're helping in all types of things. They are supporters and sponsors for many local organizations and events. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, Cheers, the Cheers of banks, it is Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Watch out, the world behind you. There's always someone around you who will come. It's nothing at all.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Good morning on this Wednesday. Oh, gosh. You know, we used to play this. I'm probably going to do that at 8 o'clock. We're going to ask our darling producer, who is, he's just got such a vibe.
You love him.
He's just got a great vibe, and he's a good man. I could say he's a good young man. He's 18 now, so I could say he's a good young man.
Hey,
18 is still a teenager.
Did anybody call us for these tickets?
Yes, many.
Okay, got it. Okay,
Well, who was it? Who won?
Sinet, which is conveniently the same name as my mom.
Oh. What? Say it again?
Sinet.
Sinet?
Sinet?
Yeah.
Cool.
Is it your mom?
No.
It's the same name as my mom. And you know what? I know her. And it's the same name as my mom. And she lives with me.
Sinet. So congratulations. And we're going to give more of those away because we've got a great stack.
We've got a guest here, but I got to tell the story that I've been holding on. And our guest is Bobby Milhouse. Bobby, where are you from?
So I'm originally from Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County.
Okay, so this may fall into you too. Beginning next month, the United States is being invaded. The largest invasion since Thomas Jefferson was president. That's right. And it will have an impact on the environment.
I know what
people.
It is.
What is it?
Cicadas.
Cicadas are coming.
Hey, cicadas.
There are millions. Millions, and they're calling it a rare event. The event is so rare that one like this has not happened since Thomas Jefferson was president in 1803.
Now, we read about this before because when I lived in Nashville, they had cicadas, and they go under the ground. We read about it on our morning show.
Yes.
They have, go underground.
What they do is they live for years underground.
Yes.
And then they come up. But this is brood 19 is expected to emerge, and that happens only every 13 years.
Wow.
See, that's more. The regular cicadas come up, but this brood is special.
Ooh.
They all come out of ground in a synchronized fashion after they finish completing their life cycle.
Bobby, you have to do a dance called Brood 19.
Brood 19.
This is like.
They have one thing.
Synchronized.
They have. Okay, the one thing about cicadas. Now, do they have cicadas in Florida? I thought they did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean
they make that buzzing sound.
Yeah.
Deafening.
It's a buzzing sound when there's like 1,000 of them around you. It's it's loud.
And they're all over your car and all over the streets.
They have one thing on their mind when they emerge from the ground, and it's love.
Yeah, Brood 19, that's a big dance.
The male cicadas.
Brood 19 sounds so aggressive.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Male cicadas are making the song. We call it a chorus. They have an organ on their body called a timbal, and when it vibrates back and forth, it makes that distinctive noise. When the females hear that and they like what they hear, just my luck. I'd have one they didn't like. Okay, anyway, they make a kind of clicking noise that lets the males know that they are available. They do their thing and ensure that there are going to be more cicadas next time.
Uh-huh.
This is important. Cicadas are not toxic to animals or humans, and the reason there's so many of them is birds and all types of other animals eat cicadas, and they'll eat them by the millions.
Right.
And so what happens is there's so many of them, literally the birds and the animals that eat the cicadas are glutted. They are full, and then the next group comes along. That's why there's got to be so many.
Now, timbal, is there a drum? I believe there's something that belongs in the drummer's, why can't I think about this? In their bag of tricks that's called a timbal. I may be wrong. Look it up.
Now, there are facts about the cicadas you did not know. they are the strongest urinators in the animal kingdom with flows that are 2 to 3 times stronger and faster than elephants and humans. They have a muscle that pushes the waste through a tiny hole like a jet. They have pumps in their heads that pull moisture from the roots of the trees, allowing them to feed for more than a decade underground. Now, when they go to the trees, they're sucking the sap out of the tree. I mean, it's not like they're eating the leaves and everything. So that's what they do. Okay, now, the most bizarre story about them, they had been ravaged by a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh my God.
That turns them into zombies.
Oh no!
A fungus causes their private parts to fall off.
Oh no, this is terrible!
They said, this is stranger than science fiction. They call it a sexually transmitted zombie disease.
No, I don't believe it.
Wow.
No,
this is from,
you need
this
it to
is
stop.
From the University of Connecticut entomologist, John Cooley.
You need to stop at the very beginning.
Okay. Anyway, okay, moving on from sexually transmitted zombie disease.
God.
Wait, how do we transition from that?
To our guest, Bobby Maher.
No, I mean, we got, first of all, Brood 19, I stopped there.
Okay, good.
And then I got into the Timbal thing, and I started looking that up to say, I think there's some, okay. No, there's a symbol, but I think maybe there's a timphony. But I'm trying to think about that.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm looking it up.
No.
And look at this one. Yeah.
I know.
All right.
I can see it.
So Bobby Milhouse, when Carl said Bobby Milhouse was on, I said, I know that name. And you walk in, and I'm like, God, this guy's got style.
Oh.
And you're the dancer.
I'm the dancer.
You're the guy that has the classes.
Yes.
And
all
Tara.
All the time.
And Tara is your partner.
Yes, Tara Farah. She's amazing.
And what personality.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And so I've had a great chance of working with her a couple times. So why... Tell us what you came on the show today.
Yes.
What do you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, great. So I always pop in by the studio to drop off flyers for upcoming dance events. And then I saw this handsome man here by the name of Mr. Bot.
Oh, well, listen to that. He could use some of that today. Yeah,
right.
Nice.
And he approached me like he was an intern and was just like, hey, what do you do? Da, da, da. And then he hands me his card afterwards and goes, want to come on the show? And I said, you know what? I don't know. You were the guy. You were there. He came in all, you know, quiet and under the radar. So I put on dance lessons all over town. We have a 2 to Tango dance lesson this Friday at Lit From Within. It's right on the corner of Placer and California. It's a newer event space and studio space.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I love dancing out of there because it's big wide windows right on the corner and, everybody
and
walking.
I did not know that there was a space in there.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's, owned by, Jasmine and Ashley. They're phenomenal. So
2 to Tango. So, how many people can attend this?
So I usually try to stop my number at about, 25 to 30 couples.
Okay.
Cause once I get about 50 to 60 people in there, it gets kind of, kind of hard to manage.
Yeah.
So that's the very next event that's coming up.
So is that a one night class?
That one's a one night class.
Okay.
And so what I'm trying to do in Reading is really, with the dance class, I want to have, normal dance lessons where people can learn whatever their favorite dance styles are. But I'm also trying to change the landscape of date night. And so once a month, I do an event that is date night inspired. And so, last month we did a salsa, couples night on Valentine's Day. We did, another like couples Valentine's Day thing and I had, chocolate covered strawberries.
Oh, you're so awesome.
I'm also a hopeless romantic. So anything.
Oh man. I'll tell you something. I want to share a quick story with you. When I was 15 and I still couldn't drive. I sang with a big band, Betty Harfman and his orchestra, and it would have been someplace in Sacramento. And I remember, I would get up and just do a couple songs, mm-hmm. and it was like a great training ground for me. But how I remember the older people, because, I'm 15, they must have been in
30.
Their 60s. No, they were in their 60s. But the women would wear dresses, and the guys would be dressed in suits. And I just remember how these couples would move.
Yeah.
Sometimes they didn't even look at each other.
But
their bodies were in, like, that was their thing.
Yeah.
That was that generation that
just. Yeah, it was just connected.
I love that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think the people that dance, people that dance together stay together because there's a rhythm of the connection of your body, would believe.
Yeah,
you know?
100%. Yeah.
We have to take a break.
This
isn't Bobby's first rodeo.
No.
And speaking of rodeo, we're going to discuss that because guess what? You wanted to learn certain dances. Well, for country, well, Bobby's going to talk about them as soon as we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, doing this for 25 years. He fixed my window 17 years ago. You still can't see it. It's, you know what people say, really? And I take them out to the truck. I said, show me the 8-inch crack on this windshield. They can't do it. That's the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. He doesn't take a chance with your family's safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff will fix it. Car, truck, SUV, or RV, a recreational vehicle. I've seen them there, those huge, huge windshields, and they get a chip in it. And they're traveling. Jeff takes it in, fixes it, and they can go down the road safely. For if you're not sure about your windshield and you just want them to look at it, you get a free inspection and analysis at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Just head down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. We'll be right back with Bobby Milhouse.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news! The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Redding Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Attention foodies and flavor enthusiasts. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sink your teeth into a flavor explosion with our Cinco de Mayo special. Satisfy your cravings with our mouth-watering Berea quesadilla. Available in seasons on Sunday, May 5th from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. Indulge in this culinary masterpiece for only $10 with a River Club card or $15 without. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th.
And priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, welcome back. Hey, you know, of course, that is really cool bump music. Give us the energy there, buddy. 7:51 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Of course, they handle all of our insurance needs. Judy Maxwell has had this company for some time. And
1993.
And all the people that work with her are just the most qualified, incredible people. If you're struggling anyway with financial or insurance or anything like that, Maxwell Insurance, helping families, seniors, and veterans and business owners since 1993, located at Hilltop Drive. Give her a call at 530-221-0441.
We're here with Bobby Melhouse from Bobby Melhouse Dance.
Yes.
The guy grew up dancing, went to like the big schools, you know, I mean the big ones, not just the Hay Fork stomping circle. No, he went to the big ones and has been teaching in Los Angeles and big cities, and now he's here, and he's here because he has family here.
Correct.
And that's what got him up here.
That's what got me to
So that's when he started his dance studio, and I met him when he came in. He had a flyer, and after talking to him for like 3 minutes, I said, this guy's got an incredible story, and he needs to get on the radio. But now, the big thing is that we've got the Reading Rodeo coming up, and you're going to have a special class to get people ready for that.
Yes, yes. So in about 2 weeks, we'll start, and it's going to be on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock at Lit From Within. Now, hold me to that tentatively, because I have to confirm with the ladies at Lit that that time actually still works for us. But we'll be doing Country Swing. For a few of those nights, we'll meet each class as an hour, and then we'll be doing a little two-step. We'll mix in a little line dance so that you'll have the full variety pack that you need to kick on the boots and go hit it at the rodeo.
Yeah, because they do have dancing after the rodeo.
They got music and beer.
And even if they're playing, hip-hop.
Yeah.
You can
two step to hip hop,
and you can do line dancing.
I've line danced to Taylor Swift.
We watched the other night. The other night it was John Travolta Saturday Night Fever.
Oh yeah,
they were line dancing.
Yeah.
To the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
You remember that part anywhere. Where they were line dancing there?
Yeah, that was great.
And I'm looking at it thinking, they're line dancing to the Bee Gees. And but it was very similar to some of the country.
Yeah. And fun fact, you can actually do the electric slide to almost any song.
Yes. And at every wedding.
Every
will have that.
Wedding.
They will, you know, Bobby, you are such a treasure to be here, and to thank you for being on our show.
Oh,
I'm definitely going to have you back, because there's so much. I mean, we just talked at the break quickly about how you had, I said, where did it start? And you said your mom was an actress. And that you had a charter school.
Yes.
In Florida.
Correct. Yeah. It had just opened up. It's called Manatee School for the Arts. They're still going strong. So I started there in sixth grade when they only had a sixth and seventh grade. And so every year they worked hard to add a year. And so actually, I was their very first, I was part of their very first graduating class all the way to 12th grade. And so, it was, I think our class was a total of about 53, 57 people or something like that. Very small.
And you started with ballet.
Correct.
Didn't really want to do ballet, but that your teacher had said, let's take you to the very beginning because this is your basic.
Yes, Mrs. Kelly Burnett. I'll never forget. I'm still in contact with her now. She's
she's
like a mentor. She's also a mom. I told her she's like my mom. They're all my mom. And so, I said, hey, if I wanted to dance, where do I start? And she says, well, you have to start at the beginning. Classical ballet. So at 11 years old, I was in a ballet class, tights, black tights on. I was the one, there was me and one other guy named Zach in there. And I think Zach was there for other reasons. I was there to dance. But it was just us trying to do these, you know, classical ballet steps across the floor. And that sparked everything.
Oh, man.
I fell in love with it.
Now, you've danced.
Talk about a discipline.
You've danced all over the United States. You've gone to the New York Conservatory for the Dramatic Arts.
Yep.
And so that got you into the teaching side of it. You've taught in Florida, New York City, Los Angeles, and now up here in Northern California. Now, besides having the classes like this one, that
coming
Linda
up.
And I are going to jump all over because we have promised each other we would do this.
I love
and it.
It
just
yeah.
happens to be Wednesday nights are pretty much
pretty
clear.
Good.
Pretty
okay.
good, you except for when we're in rodeo meetings.
Yeah, you couldn't have picked a better night. Now,
yeah.
But
Wednesday's a good date night.
Yeah,
so, good, middle of the week.
But what other things do you teach at your studio? Yeah. I mean, like people say, well, you know, I'd like to get my kids into dance.
Yeah, definitely. So I definitely work with the littles, but one of my big, things that I love, I'm a hopeless romantic. I love love. I'm trying to invigorate date nights, but, wedding dances is a huge part of my business.
Oh.
So both first dances for couples, parent dances as well, and also, group wedding party
right.
dances as well, because everybody wants to be the YouTube sensation now
right.
and go viral.
Do you remember that first group that came in and did that dance and they had like 12 million hits?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then after that, it was like
everybody, it took off like wildfire.
Yeah. yeah.
Like cicadas.
Oh, I get it. Now, Bobby.
The bottom line is you will not get a zombie sexual disease.
No. Let's hope
that.
No, that's really funny, but I still think that we need to do Brood. What was it? Brood again?
Brood 19.
Brood 19, thank you. So, Bobby, you were saying, that you choreographed for people who are listening and have been to these recent productions, you choreographed Percy?
Yeah, Percy Jackson, Lightning Thief at Cascade Theater. I did the choreography for that show. I helped out with the choreography. I choreographed about two or three numbers for Anything Goes at the Reading Performing Arts Center. I did some of the choreography for Christmas Carol that played at Axiom Theater. And I did the choreography for Beautiful, the Carole King musical over at Axiom as well that just, they just finished up.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So you love a script.
I love a script. I love a stage.
Love a stage. And it's
I
all
just
about
wish
blocking.
You weren't so shy.
No, I mean, it's just infectious. You guys, yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, Bobby Milhouse is infectious. It's the first time, because Tara, when I did Encore.
Oh, great.
Tara,
oh, great.
Yeah. And so Tara was talking about taking teaching with you or doing partnering with
uh-huh.
you, and I just now is the first time you've come into my view, and anyway it's great. We wanted to definitely have you back. I think it's fantastic you brought this talent to the North State. You've got family here, which means you're going to stay.
Yes.
I love that you're thinking about romance, and I mean dance is so essential to I think health.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you see, again, I mean, maybe we can talk health in a million different ways, but physical health, but also I think, emotional and mental health as well. You know, I just love seeing how couples light up when they are just working together. And I tell people sometimes, especially for my wedding couples, and all my brides that I'm dancing with, you can hear this, you've already heard this before, but it all comes out on the dance floor. So it's like a little bit of couples therapy out there sometimes.
Yeah, right.
When you're like,
you okay, know. Now. How do people get a hold of Bobby Milhouse?
Right.
Okay, so you can reach me a couple ways. The best way is social media is great. You can follow me on Instagram or Facebook at Bobby Milhouse Dance. It's Milhouse with one L. That trips some people up. You can thank my dad for that, or my granddad, or my great granddad.
Where did the L drop?
Where did the L drop? Yeah, somebody got rid of it. So Facebook's a great place, and then from there that has my link tree with all the dates and events and things that are happening.
You also have a website.
I have a website at bobbymilhouse.com. No. At BobbyMilhausDance.com, sorry.
Yep. That's the one I'm looking at least.
Yeah, and so you can click on the contact me there and that email.
No, no, it's BobbyMilhaus.com.
Yeah, so that's okay. They both are mine. I own both. So BobbyMilhaus.com or BobbyMilhausDance.com.
All right. So if you want to get ready for the rodeo, like Linda and I are going to be, we're going to be taking, because I can two-step, but it's pitiful. I can two-step in one direction.
Okay.
And then, but the country swing type thing.
And it's also nice when you take a class real fast. Is that the woman isn't leading.
Right.
So that's the important thing.
Yeah.
When two people come together is being able to figure that out.
Okay. Thanks, Bobby.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
We're going to take a break from the news and then Chamber of Commerce.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Dangerous weather is in store for the South.
Thunderstorms with a chance of tornadoes are forecast today following yesterday's severe weather in the Gulf and Deep South. That's the sound of huge balls of hail hitting Texas yesterday, captured by Chad Casey. There were also water rescues from flash flooding. National Weather Service meteorologist Ashton Robinson.
We have a moderate risk of flash flood potential from Louisiana through southern Alabama. In advance of the storms that are going to be moving through.
Some Louisiana schools, courts, and state buildings announcing closures due to the weather. I'm Julie Walker.
The latest inflation report is triggering a Wall Street sell-off. The Consumer Price Index has prices rising 0.4%, February to March, and prices 3.8% higher than a year ago. Cost of car insurance, gasoline, and shelter playing a major role in last month's price hikes. 5 months in jail, the sentence for former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg. 76-year-old Weisselberg pleading guilty to perjury for lying under oath during testimony in a lawsuit brought against Donald Trump by the New York State Attorney General. A rift between the U.S. and Israel is growing wider as President Biden criticizes Prime Minister Netanyahu's handling of the Gaza war. Mr. Biden tells Univision, quote, "What he's doing is a mistake. I don't agree with his approach." Biden is once again demanding that Israel agree to a ceasefire, a pause that Israel says would only give Hamas time to regroup. Arizona Supreme Court rules the state can enforce an 1864 law and outlaws abortion except when a mother's life is at risk. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 399 points, a loss of 1%, the Nasdaq off 171, and the S&P is down 49 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. The government will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000 with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may be entitled to a significant financial reward for your Camp Lejeune claim and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement with your VA benefits fully protected. But the deadline for filing is fast approaching, so you need to act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune, and with the deadline coming, you need to call now or you may forever lose your right to a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900.
Argentina is facing a potential public health crisis.
There isn't enough mosquito repellent. That may not sound like a big problem, but Argentina has been wrestling with its worst outbreak of dengue fever in recent memory. And bug spray has become this season's hot ticket item. So hot that it's sold out in virtually all Buenos Aires stores and going for exorbitant prices online. In some cases, as much as 10 times the retail value. The government's been busy battling sky-high inflation and near-daily protests, but now it's being forced to deal with this. I'm Rita Foley.
China's finance ministry denouncing a report by Fitch Ratings. It kept its sovereign debt rating at A+, but downgraded its outlook to negative. The ministry says that China's deficit, unlike that of some other countries, is at a moderate and reasonable level, and risks are under control, according to Beijing. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Pentagon looking to take aerial warfare to the next level.
The Air Force is betting a large part of its future air warfare on a fleet of more than 1,000 autonomously operated drones. The service has been tight-lipped on what the fleet of drones will look like in size or platform, whether they will be full-size warplanes or something smaller. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall told senators at a hearing on the service's 2025 budget that he will enter the cockpit of one of the F-16s that the service has converted for drone flight to see for himself how the AI-controlled plane performs in the air. A pilot will join him to monitor. I'm Norman Hall.
Just 3 months after the last increase, the Postal Service wants to hike the cost of a first-class stamp again. If approved, the price of a stamp would be going from 68 cents to 73 cents, and that increase would take effect on the 14th of July. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
There we go. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to KCNR this morning. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 82 and our overnight lows of 54. Thursday calls for a high of 80 and overnight lows of Thursday night with 52. Friday, looks like we're going to be coming into chance of showers with 68, and Saturday, showers once again, and Sunday, 60. There was probably a button pushed, Carl, because now I can hear your breath.
That's because I was just checking it. I went.
Yeah. Things happen. You know, it's live. Hey, everybody, how are you on this Wednesday? Wait, some would call it hump day, but we had a beautiful morning. A Bobby Milhouse was just here. How infectious. What a great guy. We've got more tickets to give away.
When you say
wild.
Infectious, you know what? You mean his humor is infectious. His,
yes.
His attitude is
his
infectious.
His personality.
Yeah, but when you just say infectious after I've been talking about cicadas with sexual zombie disease,
well,
you shouldn't use that term unless you clear it up.
I would say he is what? He's just such
he's a powerhouse.
He's a powerhouse personality, but there's something about him that is charming and warm, and you want to be around him because you can tell he just spreads this kind of great thing. Anyway, so let's go back to the weather again. 82 today. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Now, of course, our guest is spoiling our dog and teaching him bad things by no, it's okay. You know, Buford and Todd are having
our studio dog
are having this bromance going
on.
He's happy. He's happy.
Yeah.
CEO of the Chamber of Commerce.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Position.
Yeah, you weren't here. I think I was on my first time. I was like 4 days in or three days in last time I was here.
And the Chamber of Commerce Hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, by the way. They underwrite this, which we're real happy.
I'm happy too. It's great to be on. Thank you, SRMC.
Absolutely.
So, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
You know, now, Todd and, gosh, how long have we known each other now?
I mean, you guys have been in town for 15 years now?
16 years.
16? Yeah. I've probably known you for 14 at least.
Yeah, at least. And you were working for,
Wally Herger. Back in the day.
Oh my gosh.
You were
Wally?
Just a kid.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You got, been in the Marines, went off to college.
Yep.
Got your degree.
Yep.
Came back, just realized this is something that you were interested in.
Yeah, and I actually came back, and I probably told this story before, but probably not on the air, though. I came back, and you know, working for Congressman Herger brought me to Reading. I'm from Weaverville originally, but I hadn't really planned to live in Reading. And I was on my way back to D.C. I was in D.C. in the Marine Corps at Fort Belvoir, which is an Army base, and working for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency.
That's right. You were one of the cartographers.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And brought me to Reading, and I was like, okay, I'll work in the district office for, you know, 6 months or something like that, and then go to D.C. and just be one of those D.C. staffers that works 150 hours a week and sleeps in a basement. And,
with 12 other staffers.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And met my wife actually at a chamber event, which is why it's so, you know, special, like this kind of full circle moment, just being at the chamber and working with Frank, you know, 12 years ago. It's a full circle moment. So I love being at the chamber. It's a lot of fun. And it was fun. I actually, Congressman LaMalfa was in town last week and called me up and we chatted for a little bit and went over to his office last Thursday. And it was fun to kind of be back in that world. And, you know, I've always loved government and politics and public policy. And so where I'm at now, I'm excited about, you know, how we can kind of affect change in a good way, positive way, and help make our community better.
Absolutely. Now, the Chamber of Commerce has grown the past few years, and we can thank Jake
absolutely
for that.
Yeah,
and Jake has now moved on to be to the
Mercy Foundation Mercy North. Foundation. Has he been on
president?
Yet? Chief,
no, not
Chief
really.
Philanthropy Officer.
No, I take that back. They came on to talk about the new cancer center they're building
with Dr. Sevillier, probably.
Yes, right. Dr. Sevillier, and it was a real nice, real good interview. About wanting to put, if you put a center here with the newest technology and the attitude, that it will attract people, that they've already had a phone call from an oncologist living in another part of the country that wants to know when it was going to launch so they could get out here.
Yeah.
And because people say, as you know, we have problems getting medical.
Absolutely. We have problems getting a lot of people. Medical is certainly one of the most important, if not the most important one, and actually spoke with the Dignity staff that kind of is in that arena of recruitment last week. And, you know, what can we do at the chamber to help not just healthcare? Healthcare is obviously very important for us. We want to see if we can help kind of create some type of, you know, package. We have Visit Reading. We're already creating itineraries. We're already trying to get people to come here to visit. Let's go another level with the chamber and say, hey, what can we do for your physicians when they're coming to town to visit? Can we do something for them? Can we put something together? Cause, you know, they're so busy. The staff are doing things. Can we make their trip just so enjoyable and plug them in, show them what to do. And again, not just for healthcare professionals, but for these high level folks. I mean, I've talked to business owners for years now, working at the EDC for 7 years and now at the chamber and working for Congressman Herter before that. You know, there's a lot of issues, but bringing that high level talent. I mean, any talent right now is hard, but bringing that high level talent to town is difficult. So what can we do to help bring those folks to town and create a better quality of life? And create all these amenities that we want so that we are an attractive place to be. I mean, we live in a beautiful place, but, you know, I'm not naive to, you know, we do need to do more.
Well, and when they had this a writer out of New York came here, when we were having all those things with the political stuff, and it was going to be another hit piece, and he wanted to interview me. And I said, fine, but I need 2 hours of your time. And he agreed to it, and I threw him in the front of that F-150, and we drove around town. I said, the thing about what you all do when you're writing about this, you know, it's like we're a bunch of knuckle-draggers, and there's nothing going on here except this, you know, the board of supervisors.
Right.
There's so much more. And I pulled out things showing how we were the third most giving community in the United States, you know, how we had come together on all these things. I showed him One Safe Place, went up to Mercy, drove him around town. Missed the areas where there's homeless, and he actually wrote an article that I thought was a pretty fair article. And, we've got this, but we've also got all these other things going on.
Everybody
and
has
the
problems.
One thing I wish I had done is I wish I had taken him over to meet Mimi Mosley.
Yeah.
Boom. And let her talk or Judy Salter, you know, cause, you know, yes. But Salter loves his place too.
Mm-hmm.
And these are two people that he needs to know more about us. And that's what we need to do with the people that comes in. Not just the polished thing, but maybe a coffee or mm-hmm. a luncheon with locals that have businesses here and have been here for a while.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, again, with that Visit Reading and Chamber connection now, I love that Visit Reading is part of the Chamber because Visit Reading is like the tip of the spear. You might come here and go on houseboat or go fishing, but we want to attract people to move here. We need more people to move here. I'm not saying we're going to be a million-person metropolitan area in the next few years. That's not
we
don't want that.
But we don't want
but
that.
But we need more people to live here. And, you know, what can we do to really plug people in quickly? Because, it happens again with healthcare too. They might be here for a year or two, but the spouse might not feel connected. And then they say, we're out of here. We're going to leave. So we need to, like, get people to stick. Because what you guys know, once you get plugged in,
I think it's easy
to plug in. There's so many events going on. And then once you get plugged into a community – there's so much to do.
Linda and I are so plugged in, we're like ticks in a fat puppy.
Right.
Well, they're not getting us out easy. And that's what people need to see here. They need to see that there's people like you and Sue and Ben and us and the people around here, Hills, Goins, all these people to see this is a community and, you know, that you can fit in here. There are so many things. We have, you know, the theater, the music, you know, symphonies. You know,
yeah,
we're batting, you know what, we're punching above our weight here. But nobody sees
that. And I've been thinking about you guys a lot lately, too, and kudos to you guys for being, I mean, local media has changed so much, even in the past, like, 2 or 3 years. So having this station and your show and all the other local shows here, I mean, really, if you want to know what's going on, you listen to KCNR in the morning, and you can find out a lot of stuff that you're not going to hear from other places. You have like this community talk show, this community platform for people to come in, and it really helps understand. You get the different pieces, and you guys do such a great job of bringing in diverse viewpoints, and it's just amazing to understand what's happening in our community. This is where you get it.
We love this community, and people. You know what? People talk. Oh, they've only got so much education. Well, there's. Because you don't have a college education does not mean you're not a very bright, hardworking individual with a company that makes $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and you've done that through hard work and all that. Well, that's the kind of community we have. We have billionaires that live in this community.
Yeah. We also have, and I love stats. I have a bunch of stats. We have like the third highest amount of people with some college, which I give props to Shasta College because the programs they do for the the heavy equipment logging operators is my favorite community college program of all time. Yeah. I love that program. But welding and all those different programs, people are coming in, and we are still a blue collar town. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we can be proud of because you don't have to have a 4-year degree to be successful. And obviously, I think that's changing globally too. I mean, education landscape is changing dramatically with certificates and coding schools and all these other things. But we have a lot of talent. And I was talking to a business owner the other day, Inovin, which they do like truck, they upfit trucks in here in town. Yeah. So they get, you know, big Ford trucks and put dump trucks on the back and all these things. And they have, operations throughout, he was in Sacramento, came up here. He was at Rotary last week and he said that he's had the easiest time finding these blue collar people, up here that can work for him, and he does not have a challenge finding employees.
Okay. We got to take a break.
Sorry.
No, that's good. No, we couldn't break on that one because
it
does. He has the people up here that can work with their hands. They've been through school. Yes. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They have that teaching program. We're just talking about getting more medical people here. Well, they've got 13 people going through the 3-year residency program, another 10 coming in this summer, another 10 or 12 the next year. They want to show them what a great place this is. The people that they recruit, yes, it's some of them are international, but 2,000 applications, over 2,000 for 10 spots. And what they're doing is they're trying to look at ones that meet their qualifications that are coming from the kind of the general area, maybe Southern California, maybe Nevada, maybe Oregon and Washington. So, you know, they're going to have like family and ties. So if we can get them here and show them what a great time it is, and they're still close to their family. So that's one of the things Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing to help the health and bring our people more care up here in the North State. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get ready for a full-throttle weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 21st. All ages are welcome to join us for this free event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Show your classic car and receive a free T-shirt, free slot play, and a $15 dining voucher for season. Space is limited for show cars. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back. Who is that?
Fats Domino.
Fats Domino, of course.
And, love me some Fats Domino.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's 8:23 here on the 10th of April. It's going to go up to 82 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we're here with Todd Jones from the he's the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've been talking about trying to bring people in and right. All that, and you just were talking about a business that says, "Hey, we've got." people here that he hires.
Yeah, and he has a I shouldn't say easy because I'm sure it's probably not easy, but he's able to get a qualified work pool of people. Mm-hmm. And again, through the welding program, kind of people that are wired that way to work on things. And he has a great time. He's growing his business. It's really a cool business.
Okay, so we've got two huge events coming up.
Yeah.
We've got Kool-Aid from Knights and then the Reading Rodeo.
And Red Bluff Roundup next week, which I know is in a different county, but I'm excited to go down there, too.
They're going to be on next week. We love them down there, too, because it's really, even though the rodeo season runs year-round now, it really kicks off the spring, and there's a lot of money added for those two rodeos. We get a lot of the top performers here.
And now, it's a fun time of year up here.
What kind of financial impact does Kool-Aid from Knights and the Reading Rodeo have?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but
I've heard 8 to 9 million from the Reading Rodeo, and I imagine Cool April Nights. I've heard is that the only one bigger than the Reading Rodeo is Cool April Nights, but not all the time.
Maybe
they flip them back.
I'll have to run some numbers. We'll be able to track some people, which is really creepy, but we can track basically like, cell phone data, credit card spending data, and it's anonymized, so we don't actually know who it is, but we'll be able to track some of that information and we probably have it for last year. I just don't know the number off the top of my head, but we'll be able to know. And then, there's a tool that, is out, there's several tools out there, but I'm familiar with that. We can do like economic impact analysis, which I really love to do that kind of stuff and kind of see what are these tourism events bring to our area. And they're huge.
Last year was the biggest Reading Rodeo we've ever had. And this year is looking like it's even going to be bigger. I mean, the sponsors, we've gotten to the point where a sponsor wants to pay this money, and we don't have enough things left for them for that. We're having to turn down,
Just make something
not
up.
Not turn make down, but, he'll say, it's okay, we can do this and this and this.
Right.
Because people really are really loving the rodeo up here. And, it's the same thing with Cool April Nights. People, they love coming out and seeing these cars.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And Cool April Nights is like a whole, multiple weeks. And I got to mention before I forget, we have the Reading Chamber Cool April Nights Show and Shine at Crown Motors every year. This is our 19th year, I believe. And so it's Thursday, April 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 pre-sale, $25 at the door. You can get them at readingchamber.com. We're also bringing in 100 cars. I think we have somewhere around 80 cars now. So we have a few more slots open still, but it's a fun event. I mean, I think last year we had close to 1,000 people, or over 1,000 people. Yeah. So we'll have more this year.
Is there food and drink there?
There's food there. So that price includes, we have 18 food vendors there. Anyone from like Odell's, Taroku, Mosaic.
Right.
I can't list them all, but they're all there. So that includes your food. Everyone has basically samples, but you can get pretty full.
A lot. You get 18 of
last,
you go
last
from,
few years, I just went around and around and around. Yeah. And, I wasn't the host last year. I kind of am now. So I just ate and drank till my heart's content. And then we'll have a full bar and beer, and it's a ton of fun. And our ambassadors for the chamber really put that on right now. Yeah. Haley, our membership director, who works a lot with our ambassadors, is on maternity leave, and our ambassadors do a really great job of taking care of that event, which is a lot of fun. So Thursday, April 25th, 5 to 8 p.m. It's probably one of the biggest show and shines. Obviously, that's out of the big show.
Oh yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
And then we have the rodeo coming up after that. And I tell you, one of the things we have at the rodeo that is just really cool. We have the steak dance and all, steak feed and all that. And then, but that kids' day, that special kids' day on Monday is remarkable. We have so many kids show up and they get a chance to ride a horse. And they're led around, but it's so special. Kids that haven't talked for a year all of a sudden start talking. Or they get on the horse and they're scared, and then you can't get them off the horse. They've just got their hands in the mane, and they're just so happy. So there's so many things that happen along, the Cool April Nights and the Reading Rodeo and all the things that happen, the pancake breakfast. I mean, it's just huge.
Yeah, and then it leads into Colts 45 baseball and all the other things that
Colts
are going
45
on.
Baseball.
It's West Reading Little League season for me right now and flag football season. So spring is a busy time, but it's fun.
Is.
I love it.
It is. And then, fishing goes year-round around here, but the lake's full.
Yeah.
And by the way, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is coming again. This is like the 12th year in a row, or 10th or 12th year in a row they have come to Redding. They pick and choose anywhere in the United States they can go. I mean, literally, because they get inundated with requests, and they keep coming to Redding. Now,
what a tough billet, man. Jeez.
You know, some of those young men and women have never been on a horse before.
That's amazing.
And they get picked for this. Others, I mean, back when I was a young Marine, you had to like fight to get to that, you know, to get to that. And it was,
I don't even think I ever heard of it. Yeah.
It was down at Camp Pendleton. Uh-huh. They had Lipis honors. Yeah. And so, you know.
It's additional, so it's not, they're not doing it really full.
Well, now they are. Now they are. They're assigned to the, that. But the thing is, they come back here for a reason. One, our community opens their arms mm-hmm. to them. The fly shop sends them down the river one day on fly fishing. Shasta Caverns host them over there at Shasta Caverns. They go to, they have the pancake breakfast. They go to the veterans home. They're there for the kids day special, you know, the special kids day. They have a great time here and they provide that color guard, which is, you know, spectacular.
Yeah, it's amazing. They do a good job.
But they come back here because of Redding.
Yeah, yeah.
And because they have totally changed out the crew several times.
Right.
So,
anyway, that's awesome.
It is.
It's great to see them and, you know, kind of thinking about how much we appreciate our veterans and military up here. One of the things I'm doing right now, I don't know if you've had anybody on, but I'm doing the Redding Police Department Citizens Academy right now, which is a ton of fun.
Yes.
We're going to do that in the fall.
So that started last Thursday, and, you know, Chief Barner was talking to the whole class. It was our first class last week, and just talking about, you know, it's a little bit easier, he made it sound like, to get those lateral moves because people up here, we support our law enforcement community, and that makes a big difference for people to want to recruit them to come up here. And the way that RPD is policing, you know, it's more proactive. People want to do that. It's not, you know, some other parts of the state of California where you're not really allowed to do anything. Like they want you to stay busy, and the officers that come up here want to do that work, and they see that the community supports them, and so it makes their job a lot, I wouldn't say easier because it's a tough job, but maybe a lot better.
I think a lot better. Ambiance is so much better. Okay, we've got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally run, been there since like 1960. Maybe not in that same location, but it's been there a long time. Like I said, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally run. Tim and Logan are the barbers there. They don't discuss politics or anything like that, because the last thing you want to do is get a barber with a razor in his hand and he gets excited. They don't do that. They're just, it's a great place to get a haircut. I've never had a bad one there. I give them a call at 530-244-9478, make an appointment, so it works on my schedule. Go down and get my haircut, or sometimes when I'm, like I said the other day, when I'm hiding from Linda, I run down there and I'll sit in a chair, and I feel like I'm safe there. Why? Because it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo
studio at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Experience for the first time Growing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I will fall in the void to avoid anything that can bring me down.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundebot. Hey, I want to remind everybody of the regional, Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International's 30th annual banquet. Going to be Saturday, April 27th. It's going to be at Wind River. It's a great time, let me tell you. They have games, they have auctions, they have drawings, and you cannot believe how many things are up there in the raffle items. I mean, it is, you know, 100 items, and they've got special items for the ladies, they've got artwork.
Lots of guns.
Lots of guns and outdoor gear. Hunts like to Africa and elk hunts here in Utah, all these things. And it starts Saturday, April 27th at the Wind River Event Center. Tickets include dinner, and then, and if you have kids and you bring the kids to it, the kids go out of there with some great stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, no. One of the kids really wins a rifle or shotgun.
Nobody leaves empty-handed.
Yeah, all those kids walk away with some great stuff. For more information, go to scireading.org. And join us there. I'll be there. Linda will be there. Maybe Todd will be
That's
there.
That's a fun event.
It is a fun event. Okay. We're here with Todd Jones from the, he's CEO of the.
Our new face.
A month in.
Okay.
Familiar faces in new places.
You get one more month to blame things on Jake.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just like it was in the military takeover command.
Right.
By the way, his job in the Marine Corps is a cartographer or
topographical intelligence specialist, right. 0261.
We could not keep them in the Marine Corps.
No.
We were working one time. We were in this one spot, and because they're working off computers, they're building maps. I mean, it's this is something they go to school for, gosh, how long?
It was about 9 months.
9 months of school, high-level school.
I think it's the second longest behind linguistics.
Well, linguistics can take forever.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I'm sitting there. We had a real good corporal, and he's sitting there, and he's working this stuff, and a contractor was sitting next to him and said to him, you know more about this than I do. And the corporal goes, well, thank you. He says, you know, my company would hire you, start you at like $70,000-$80,000 a year. Now, this was like 25 years ago. And my corporal looked at him, and I knew we lost him then because we'd been deploying and all this. Corporal just gotten married, and he did his remaining year. Gone. Oh, and you knew it because, hey, he'd done his time for the Marine Corps, and now he was going to use that education to take care of his family and himself.
We saw that in Okinawa when I was out in Okinawa.
Yeah.
We shared a skiff with a bunch of other folks.
A skiff is a sensitive compartmented information facility.
Yeah, right. So we had a skiff with, and we had. You know, everybody was there. We were all there. Yeah. CIA, NSA, and NGA, which is the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. And guys would literally, like, their EAS would be one day. The next Monday, they would come back in on the other side of the door, which was, we all shared it, but they had their own little office space. Yeah. And, these guys are making, $150,000-$180,000 a year.
Yeah.
They just wear their civvies and they're not shaving anymore. But we literally worked together still, which was so funny and there was only about 140 of us in the MOS. So, you want to talk about promoting? Doesn't happen. I got out as a Lance Corporal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, there's got to be room above you to get promoted.
Never.
There's only 140 because people like what they're doing. They stay in.
Right.
Guess what? You don't get promoted.
Yeah.
So then they'll say, you want to re-enlist? Okay, but you have to go to another field. How stupid is this?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, okay, let's move back
chamber.
Back to the chamber here. What are some of the events besides? We talked about two of the big ones
coming up. Yeah,
Cropenites
is coming up. And I want to make sure when I'm coming in every month I'm talking about greeters. So tomorrow, we have every Thursday. And if you guys haven't been to a greeters for a while, I know obviously you guys can't go because it's at 8 a.m. on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. But it's every Thursday, and it's been like 100-plus people for the last several years. So every single Thursday, we have 100-plus people at these greeters.
Wow.
Which is amazing. Sometimes we have up to 150 people. Tomorrow it's Elemental Ferry, which is owned by Jordan Valenzuela, who also owns Shasta Strong Wellness. Mm-hmm. I don't know the address off the top of my head for these. I was going to try to pull it up, but it's down in Anderson at a gym, I believe. And that's tomorrow. And then next week we have a ribbon cutting in greeters with Trilogy Architecture right there on Pine Street, which is next to Evergreen Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They have some new stuff going on there. And then I won't go through the next one because I don't have it in front of
me.
But
you get 100 people in
100 plus people
in that one business.
Correct.
What does the business have to do?
So there's a couple ways to do it. We have greeters booked out right now until July. So the business, they're about $225 to host one. If you're at a higher level or you're maybe one of our community champion business sponsors or community fund partners, that's included. If you're at the basic membership, it's $225 to host your greeters. You bring in 100 people. You do have to bring in some light food and some coffee. But then you're going to have, the opportunity you're going to share for about 10 to 15 minutes about what your business is doing. Last week we had Pathways to Hope, which was amazing at the Reading Teen Center. It was super cool. But you get to share your business and you get these new faces that maybe haven't seen your business, because I think at the end of the day, the chamber, we're all about championing our fellow business owners and elevating our local business community. And so greeters is a great way to do that. Not everybody comes to greeters out of the 900 plus members that we have and members as organizations. So that's, You know, we have thousands of people that are associated with the chamber in this community. But it's a great way just to kind of spotlight your business. We have one at Wind River the first week of May, I believe. And, you know, they do one like the same time every year. And it's just great to share what you're doing, get these people in your business. And, you know, it's a great networking opportunity for those folks as well that come. And everybody still, even with 150 people, still gets, you know, 5 to 10 seconds to introduce themselves. So we're out of there by 9. And if you're not a chamber member, it is okay to come. You know, we tell people you can come for the first time for free without becoming a member. I'm not going to check your ID to see if you're actually a chamber member because I won't know that. So just come to Greeters. If it fits in your schedule, follow our Facebook page, 8 to 9 a.m. every Thursday morning, every Thursday morning. And it's a ton of fun. It's a great group of people that really, you know, champion each other well.
Okay. And a very quick way to connect into the community.
Correct. Very quick.
Everybody announces, they talk about, and they bring something or whatever, and they do like, yeah, what companies they represent, and it's a way to plug in quickly.
Very quickly. It's a great event. And then, you know, and it kind of supplements for all those big events like Legends and Leaders and Cool Apple Nights and our golf tournament in the fall and some of these other, and we also have happy hour once a month. We don't have a happy hour this month because it is the Reading Chamber of Commerce Cool Apple Nights Mixer Thursday, April 25th, 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay. All right. We're going to get back on scheduled here. Hey, next week on April 16th at 11 a.m. up in Northern California Veterans Cemetery, it's going to be the funeral for Fred Salante. And Fred is the one that started the Missing in America project, which it was an advocacy for burying the unclaimed remains of veterans. And there was just tens of thousands of these throughout the United States, and he started this. And now it is spread throughout the United States where people will go into funeral homes or morgues, and the cremains will be there, and they'll check the names, and they'll check to see if they were a veteran. And if so, this organization picks them up and makes sure that they are interred with military honors. He literally spent his whole life after he got back, and when he started this in 2007, I was here when he started it because I had just gotten back from Iraq. And so he started that. You had your Patriot Guard riders, you know, helping out with all that. Anyway, it's going to be next. It'll be on the 16th, which is next Tuesday. And it's going to be at 11 a.m. So we'll be right back.
Like the breeze, country road. Take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Take me home, country roads.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to our last segment here at Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 10th of April, 8:50 in the morning, and I just want to, hey, the Backcountry Horsemen of California have got this great raffle going on, and you can win a Winchester Model 120 12-gauge with case or a 9mm Smith & Wesson, never been fired, comes with 200 rounds of ammo and case. And the tickets are, they're only selling 300 tickets and there's a few left. So they're $20 each and you get, and if you get drawn, you get your choice. If you get the second drawing, you get what's left. But for more information, call Larry Schumann at 530-526-0590 or Patty LaRue at 227-2239. Or if you've got a question, just call me here at the station. First ticket drawing gets first choice. Transfers must be made to a licensed federal firearms licensed dealer. This isn't go, I just don't hand it to you when they draw this on the 27th. Okay. We're here with Todd Jones from the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And so tell us what it's going to be exciting. Okay. Forget the events. Forget all these things.
Yeah.
Things that you're working on. I mean, you know, we're talking. You addressed it earlier about, gosh, you know, getting, you know, fast movers in here and all that, or big movers. What are the things?
Yeah, I think I'm treading lightly into kind of the big issues and kind of seeing what's out there. They're going to change all the time, and I think, you know, being part of that Citizens Academy right now, and again, it just started, but understanding the law enforcement community and what their jobs are like and what they're dealing with. You know, at the EDC, I didn't really engage with some of these parts of our community as much, specifically law enforcement. But now that I'm at the chamber, you know, we want to make sure that we have a strong relationship with our local law enforcement, not just RPD, but obviously the sheriff's department and everybody else, CHP, whatnot. So I think you know, that's continuing to be an issue. Quality of life, understanding where business community, where we can connect with our law enforcement community. And, you know, my big thing is like, you know, don't be a victim to circumstances. Yes, we're dealing with issues in the community, but I am confident that we can solve them. I know a lot of these issues are from state regulation and state law, and you know, we can't necessarily change that right now. It's going to take a long time to get there. But what can we do on the local level to say, hey, we know this issue's happening. We know that our local law enforcement's being as proactive as they can. What can we do to kind of engage and make sure that our business community, and Jake has done a great, did a great job, and the old Merchants Crime Watch and all these other iterations that have happened over the years. And so I'm just kind of getting into this world for the first time. I didn't know the chief until last week. And so understanding,
You didn't know Brian? I didn't know.
Really? But, yeah, and Lieutenant Renault is our, the one that's leading the Citizens Academy. And I was in leadership writing with him back in 2018.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He rested me last year.
Yeah, he's great. He's awesome. All of them.
And they weren't pink cups.
Oh, it's almost like that time of year.
He surprised me at the rodeo.
Well, I got to start thinking who the mask is.
Yeah,
yes.
Yes.
That's right. There she was. And, you know, I was sleeping next to a fella. Yeah. And, well, she's sleeping next to a fella, too. She just doesn't know it yet. That was another name. Okay. all right. So, gosh, all this stuff happening. The business. Are you getting things in from like businesses and other parts of California that are showing evidence of might want to, you know, end up here?
I think, you know, my EDC time, obviously, which was, I was there for 7 years. I talked to a lot of businesses that were, we were seeing a lot of people relocate from the state of California because there's some reason that they want to be here. They want to be in California. So, because if you're, you know, I think he said this last time, if you're packing up the moving van from the Bay Area, you're probably not going to, you might not stop in Redding. If you're a business, you're going to stop in Nevada or Arizona, somewhere with better environment.
It's just easier.
And you know, I'm not super familiar with the Cal Chamber yet. They probably don't quite align with a lot of our business needs up here, but I will be going to their Capital Summit, which is actually next May, which I think is actually the same day I'm supposed to be on here. But at Capital Summit, the governor usually speaks at the breakfast and get to know some of our statewide Cal Chamber representatives and meet with some of our state legislators, because of course the Dallies, we're probably going to agree with them often, not all the time, but often. But it's the rest of the state that I think we can work together with our state legislators and say, hey, these are issues that are affecting us. And I'm not talking about big, crazy issues. I'm talking about stuff that we can all kind of agree on. Hey, can we up the weight of a, you know, the capacity for a semi truck so we can actually move more material, so we can bring down the cost of goods instead of continuing to increase them? So little kind of nuanced public policy issues where, you know, you're not going to have a fist fight in the legislator's office. You're really just going to say, hey, you might not know about this. This is how this is affecting us. And what can we do to advocate for our businesses? Because again, you know, on the local level, a lot of times, you know, we all have the same intentions at this county and the city. We all want our businesses to thrive. Yes, it can be difficult sometimes, and I want to lean into some of those issues in a proactive, helpful, productive way to say, you know, how can we streamline permits? How can we help this stuff? Making sure we're close with REU and understanding, you know, what they're thinking about for the rate environment. But then at the state level, you know, how can we affect that too? And what can we do to advocate for our businesses there?
One of the things that you all need to advocate for is slow down this electric vehicle monstrosity. Up here, look, I've told the story. I know this lady with an electric F-150. It's a beautiful car. It's quiet.
I got my father-in-law. It's out front. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Try and haul something with it.
I can't haul a dump trailer around the mountain, but that's about it.
Not very far. You can't haul a horse trailer. You can't do any of those things. But what they're talking about with EVs, this affects everybody in California, but specifically up here in the rural areas where they need trucks that they can refuel cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, I met with SPI last year about this, you know, not in my chamber capacity, but just what are you guys going to do? I mean, you're not going to be able to buy a diesel logging truck, and they own a lot of logging trucks, and, you know, they believe there could be an exception for them. But the other thing, which I think is coming, but it's not there yet, it's not technologically there, is hydrogen. I think hydrogen, because it's zero-emission vehicles, it's not just electric, and I think people are forgetting that. You know, they say, hey, everyone has to buy electric. It's not electric. It's zero-emission vehicles, and I think for semis.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, that's
hydrogen,
what they're trying to do, is they're trying to make the I-5 quarter.
Correct.
How much does a hydrogen engine?
It's really expensive right now. I mean, they're like $600,000 for a semi, which is not reasonable.
No, no.
And like, the technology's not there, but I think it's going to be, you know, how much was a flat screen TV when they first came out? Like $10,000 for one that you can get for like $400 now at Costco. So I think the technology will get there. And I'm not saying, I mean, I have a diesel truck and my plan is to have it forever.
Well, what I would do is I'd buy a diesel truck the year that we have to switch over. They can't buy them anymore.
Yeah.
And then keep it until I died.
Exactly.
And then I would will it to whoever's next on the line and keeping it for the following.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just short-sighted. And I think that, you know, that's one of those things where I think more rural chambers like ours, and we're not a rural area technically, but smaller areas, you know, more suburban areas like the Reading area, you know, talking with these legislators and working with whoever our state legislator is to say, you know, this is reality. We're not all in the Bay Area. We're not all in LA. This is the reality where we live, and having a constructive conversation with them about the challenges that we face up here. And, you know, one size fits all does not work for everybody, especially at the state level. A one size fits all policy does not work. So what can we do to make ourselves more competitive? Because, you know, my big vision, my big hope is that we become the most competitive place in the state of California to do business. And, you know, that was kind of my idea at the EDC. And I think it carries over a lot to the chamber, because at the chamber, we're trying to create better business conditions and we want to make our business community healthier for everybody.
Todd, if anybody can do it.
Thank you for joining us.
I think you can, buddy. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
And, Buford just untied my shoes and is not letting me get them back. Tomorrow, hopefully, you know, we might see, Trish back tomorrow, and it's going to be so much discuss in so little time. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be 82 degrees today. It's going to be beautiful. It looks like the rain's coming later. And God bless America. Oh, wait. One last thing. There's going to be this huge rugby team playing on Saturday. We'll tell you more about it later. Every time Ben walks in here, he's got another cut, bruise, or something else. God bless America.
I think when I was out.